Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Mark Densmore Country Financial News Desk. Mark Densmore, located in Wayne City. Discussion of the city's finances that dominated Tuesday night's meeting of the Fairfield City Council. Mayor Chuck Griswold told the council that when he became mayor, there was a $1.6 million in cash reserves for a rainy day. And during his 42 months in office to date, the city's reserves have never dipped below that amount. In fact, have averaged around $2.25 million. However, Mayor Griswold said that the city incurred large expenditures in November and December, causing cash reserves to dip significantly. Mayor Griswold stated that now is the time to start building those reserves back up. He stated that aldermen should not wait until after the municipal election to make a move on increasing revenues. Noting that the city of Fairfield has not raised utility rates since 2011, Mayor Griswold suggested now is the time to consider an increase. Alderman David Fletcher responded that all the city's financials needs should not be automatically set off on the taxpayers. Fletcher suggested that the city's employees should sacrifice financially, stating at this time, quote, they don't currently have any skin in the game. Fletcher reiterated that he wants some give on the union side. Municipal employees are represented by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Mayor Griswold told the council he would contact Jason Woolard, the business representative for the IBEW, to set up a meeting as soon as possible, as early as next week, to escalate contract talks. Mayor Griswold added that the city needs to come up with ideas that will generate more revenue for the city. One suggestion the mayor presented was a potential fee for brush and limb pickup, perhaps $3 per month. Those who live in apartments could opt out, the mayor said. The idea was met with very little approval. In fact, Alderman Fletcher stated that, quote, just how many ideas can our taxpayers stand? The limb and brush fee was only a suggestion and went nowhere during Tuesday night's meeting. In other council news, aldermen voted unanimously to declare a $400,000 surplus in the city's TIF District Number 1. That money will be returned to the city's taxing bodies. Much of the money will be returned to the city's financially strapped school districts. With two no votes, the council approved a $500 credit for the Fairfield Park District to help with their Festival of Lights utility expenses. No votes came from Alderman Fletcher and Robinson. Council approved an engineering agreement with Connor and Connor to come up with a plan to make repairs to Kincaid Drive and Summer Street. Those streets were torn up during a recent sewer repair project. And the council approved seeking bids for this year's mosquito-killing chemicals. More news after this.
Hey, this is Debbie again. How do you become America's best-selling brand? At Hosauer Ford in Nashville, we go further to make life better by offering vehicles with the most 5-star crash ratings. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. And right now, you can save big on a new 2016 Ford Focus SE. MSRP, $21,870. Hosauer price, $15,268. See our entire Ford lineup at Hosauers.com and see us on Facebook. Hosauer's Auto and Motorsports, Route 127 North in Nashville, where we make car buying fun again.
If you can't grow grass on it, pave it. Pave it with asphalt or concrete from Brent and Bill Edwards at O'Daniel Trucking. Call O'Daniel Trucking for a free estimate. A blacktop or cement driveway is not only visually satisfying, it also adds long-lasting value to your home or business. So for quality workmanship and materials and a problem-free driveway, walkway, garage floor, and more, call O'Daniel Trucking in Carmi at 382-5371 and visit odanieltrucking.com. If you can't grow grass on it, pave it.
You'll find sweet deals at Eubinger's Furniture Company's anniversary sale. You will love the choice of either interest-free financing for up to 3 years or choose a piece of candy for an additional discount of up to 50% off your total purchase. That's sweet. You'll find furniture at Eubinger's from all the top name brands with special prices for this sale. And delivery's free, too. See store for details. Hurry in before the bargains of up to 50% off or up to 3 years free financing are gone at the sweet deal anniversary sale only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
As one of their community services, the Wayne County Memorial VFW Post 4535 is offering a $2,000 scholarship to graduating seniors from the three Wayne County high schools. The resume should include scholastic achievement, extracurricular participation, college plans, veterans in the family, if any, and any other useful information. Resumes need to be sent to the Wayne County VFW Post 4535 at 201 East Court Street in Fairfield in care of Charles Cushman. A judge in Edwards County has reduced the bond on theft suspect Christopher C. Jones of Grayville. Jones, 33, has been formally charged with theft under $300, a Class 4 felony. In a pretrial hearing, the judge reduced Jones' bond from $2,000 to $1,000 cash and set a pretrial conference for March 3rd. Jones remains in the White County Jail for Edwards County authorities, pending the posting of bond or further court appearances. Authorities in Edwards County are warning motorists to keep their vehicles locked up after receiving several new reports of burglaries from vehicles. In each case, unlocked vehicles were targeted. Items stolen include electronic devices, change, and other small items. At this time, it does not appear that locked vehicles are being targeted. Police remind motorists that you should never leave valuables behind in your vehicle and always keep your vehicle locked up. A memorial service for nationally acclaimed wildlife photographer Tom Ulrich is expected to be held in southern Illinois, most likely in Fairfield. Ulrich, a former Fairfield Community High School and Frontier Community College instructor, died last week following a brief battle with a rare form of leukemia. He died at the Siteman Cancer Center in St. Louis a mere 40 days after being diagnosed with leukemia. Mr. Ulrich's partner, Linda Martin, reports that Tom's remains have been cremated and a Southern Illinois memorial service will be held. The date and location still to be determined. A Catholic service is also expected to be held in the Chicago area. Details are expected to be announced soon for those wishing to make memorial donations in Mr. Ulrich's name. More news after this.
Save through February, Local Art Display Month at Kincaid's in Fairfield. Save $30 on a 6-foot Lifetime folding table, now $49.99. 28-ounce CLR, now $4.49. Mean Green Cleaner, $2.49. Heavy Duty Leather and Fabric Waterproof Protector, $4.49. Decon Mechanical Mousetrap, $3. And a 7-piece home tool set, $12.97. Plus, you can see the Local Art Display for free of charge this month, too, at Kincaid's in Fairfield. Save through February, Local Art Display Month at Kincaid's in Fairfield. Save $30 on a 6-foot Lifetime folding table, now $49.99. 28-ounce CLR, now $4.49. Mean Green Cleaner, $2.49. Heavy Duty Leather and Fabric Waterproof Protector, $4.49. Decon Mechanical Mousetrap, $3. And a 7-piece home tool set, $12.97. Plus, you can see the Local Art Display for free of charge this month, too, at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skill Care Unit held a Valentine's party and coronation for the residents Tuesday afternoon. The residents enjoyed special Valentine treats with their guests. A coronation event was held, and the 2017 Skill Care Unit Valentine King and Queen were crowned. Harlan Simpson was crowned Valentine King, Virginia Ellis the Valentine Queen. A sealed bid sale on Edwards County real estate properties that were delinquent for 2012 and mobile homes that were delinquent for 2013 has been set. Officials say there are about 6 real estate items and 1 mobile home available through the sealed bid auction sale. The required minimum bid on the real estate property is $675, $695 on the mobile home. All items will be sold at the highest sealed bid received before February 17th. Complete bid packets and sale catalogs are currently available in the Edwards County Treasurer's Office. The Edwards County School District is conducting preschool roundup for kids birth to 5 years old not yet enrolled in a public school and who will not be kindergarten eligible in the fall. The roundup consists of screening to check each child's progress in hearing, vision, speech, language, and coordination skills. For students in the West Salem attendance area, the screening will be held on Wednesday, March 1st at the Moravian Church in West Salem. The screening will take place from 8:30 to 10:45 a.m. Call 456-8881 to set up an appointment. For students who live in the Albion attendance area, call 445-2325 to set up an appointment. The Albion screening will take place on Thursday, March 2nd, 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the First Christian Church. It's time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices today, local refineries are still paying $46 even for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area death, 87-year-old Carmi resident William Rodney Bill Collard died Monday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. Bill attended the Presbyterian Church in Carmi, was a veteran of the Korean War, very active in the American Legion, was very athletic in high school and excelled in football, basketball, and track, and was, in fact, was a member of the Carmi Township High School Sports Hall of Fame. During his work career, he was a sheet metal worker and worked in the oil fields of the Illinois Basin and was also an owner-trainer of standard-bred racehorses. Survivors include his son, Rodney, and wife, Tamara Collard of Murfreesboro, a daughter, Jane, and husband, Bob Sykes of Carmi, grandchildren, Lindsay, and husband, Adam Moore, Morgan, and husband, John Rathen, Ryan, and wife, Carrie Sykes, Leslie, and husband, Nick Knight, great-grandchildren, Deacon Rathen, Gavin and Addison Sykes, Patrick, Garrig, Grace, Abby, and Clara Knight. Funeral services for William Rodney Bill Collard have been set for Saturday, February 18th at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. Visitation will be 11 a.m. till the time of service 1 p.m. on Saturday. Burial with full military honors at Enfield Cemetery. The Cook Chapel in Carmi is in charge of the arrangements. 100-year-old West Salem resident Vernon William Clodfelter died February 12th at Rest Haven Manor in Albion as a young man. He was a dairy farmer for many years in Gibson City, Illinois, as well as working for a local farmer, Claude Wiseman. He later worked for the state of Illinois in the Highway Department. In 1961, went to work at Champion Laboratories, retiring in 1979. He was also a member of the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Survivors include a daughter, Linda, and husband, Charles Newton of West Salem, a son, Don and wife, Margaret Clodfeller of Nokomis, Florida, four grandchildren, Susan and husband, Nick Guidus, Greg and wife, Jennifer Clodfeller, Dustin and wife, Kendra Newton and Tanya Newton, and five great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Vernon William Clodfeller will be 2 p.m. Thursday, the 16th of February at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem, with burial in the Moravian Cemetery at West Salem. Visitation will be 1 p.m. till the time of service at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. Memorials may be made to the family to be given to the Zion United Methodist Church and will be accepted at the church or the Engram Funeral Home of West Salem, which is in charge of the arrangements. Mary E. Breeden, 85, of Broughton, died Tuesday at El Dorado Rehab and Healthcare. Services are pending at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Carl Eugene Easton, 60, of Fairfield, died Friday at his home. He was owner and operator of a truck and truck driver and also worked for John Brentlinger in trucking. Survivors include his mother, Ethel Easton of Greenup, his wife, Aretha Easton of Fairfield, a daughter, Christina, and husband, Bill Shelby of West Salem Sons, Josh and wife, Cindy Easton of Vienna, and Nathan and wife, Nikki Easton of Fairfield, grandchildren, Natalie Shelby and Josie Shelby of West Salem, Eris McGill and Aiden McGill, and Jace Easton of Vienna, Nicholas Easton, Briley and Jaden Easton of Fairfield, Jonah Easton, Jake Easton, Brant McGrill, and Chandler McGill, all of Fairfield, a brother, Eddie Easton of Slocum, Alabama, a sister, Kathy Bales of Greenup, and Virginia Yinger of Windsor, Illinois, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Carl Eugene Easton will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 5 to 7 Wednesday evening at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the family and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Cremation rites have been accorded for 92-year-old former Wayne City resident Alice Marie Fothery. A celebration of life service for Alice Fothery will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Poplar Creek Community of Christ Church in Orchardville, with visitation 1 hour before the service. A luncheon will be held at the and fellowship to follow the service. Hosselton Funeral Home of Sisney is in charge of the arrangements. Memorials may be made to the charity, the donor's choice. 61-year-old Carmi resident Danny Van Ward died February 7th at his home. He'd been in truck and trailer sales. Survivors include a sister, Melanie Allen of Carmi, a niece, Sarah McKinnis, and husband Johnny of Bloomington, Indiana, a nephew, Jason Oregon, and wife Danielle of McLeansboro, two nieces, Georgia Kate McKinnis and Emery Sloan Oregon, several aunts and uncles, Ted and Ruth Ann Smith, Paul and Marilyn Ward, and Lillian R. Beringer, all of Carmi, and Daniel LaFond and wife Judy of Topeka, Kansas. He's also survived by a special friend, Phyllis, and husband Wayne Daniel, and several cousins as well. A brief memorial service for Danny Van Ward will be at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi on Saturday, February the 18th at 11 a.m., followed by a private family burial at Big Prairie Cemetery and a family dinner at the Social House in Carmi. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to pets at risk and will be accepted at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. And graveside services for Leona M. Thomason, 89, of Fairfield, will be 11 o'clock Friday morning at Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials may be made to SSM Hospice or the Fairfield Little League Baseball Association and will be accepted at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
What do you do for a living? That's a common question asked when first meeting new acquaintances. Hi, I'm Sherry Harder, manager of Engram Funeral Home, an affiliate of Keystone America. What's my answer to that common question? I help people say goodbye. Being a funeral director, I meet with individuals and families on what is often the worst day of their life. My staff and I don't just work a job. We are striving to be the goodbye specialist. Need a comfortable and welcoming place to both grieve and celebrate a loved one's life? Give us a call at Engram Funeral Homes in Albion, West Salem, and Allendale, an affiliate of Keystone America.
State Auto, a friend you can depend on.
What if someone stole your identity? Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in the United States. Everyone is a potential target, but with State Auto, you're protected. Our identity theft protection program is provided at no additional cost to our home and farm customers. Contact CSI Insurance at 108 West Main, Fairfield, 842-2193 to find out more about State Auto's identity theft protection program. With State Auto, you're protected.
Let's take a look at some local scores from last night. Boys high school basketball. It was Flora over Fairfield, 60-57. Waltonville knocked off Sisney, 55-48. Carmi White County over Lawrenceville, 54-43. It was Massac County over El Dorado, 54-49. Johnston City knocked off Joppa, 75-73. It was Chester over Gorville, 62-48. Cecil Verlier beat Christopher, 85-81 in overtime. Vianna knocked off Century, 63-60. And Wayne City beat North Clay, 79-34. Plenty of other high school scores on the website at WFIWradio.com. Girls basketball last night. Class 2A Johnston City Sectional is Nashville over Harrisburg, 36-32. 3A regional winners, Breeze Central beat Waterloo, 56-26. Benton over Heron, 49-43. Murfreesboro over Marion, 59-51. And up at the Class 3A Paris Regional in girls basketball, Charleston over Decatur Eisenhower, 77-42, and Paris beat Mount Zion, 52-40. On the schedule for today, a change. Please take note we had it wrong there on the schedule. It's 6 o'clock tonight, West Salem and Junior High Volleyball, West Salem at New Hope at 6 o'clock tonight. Also at 6 o'clock tonight, Allendale is at Albion. Again, both those games at 6 o'clock this evening. National scores from last night in the Big Ten. Purdue beat Rutgers 74-55. It was Michigan State over Ohio State, 74-66. And Nebraska beat Penn State 82-66. In the MVC, Evansville over Drake 87-70. Elsewhere, it was Denver over Western Illinois 78-72. Ball State beat Northern Illinois in overtime 81-72. Dayton knocked off St. Louis 85-63. And in the top 25, Kentucky beat Tennessee 83-58. Florida crushed Bruce Pearl's Auburn squad 114-95. No defense allowed. And it was also Notre Dame over Boston College 84-76. In the NBA last night, Chicago beat Toronto 105-94. It was Cleveland over Minnesota 116-108. And the Sacramento Kings beat the LA Lakers 97-96. In the NHL last night, New Jersey beat Colorado 3-2. Pittsburgh shut out Vancouver 4-0. Toronto with a touchdown beat the Islanders 7-1. It was Buffalo over Ottawa 3-2. Anaheim shut out Minnesota 1-0. And Winnipeg beat Dallas 5-2. Same score, Edmonton over Arizona 5-2. Taking a look at the WFIW area weather for today. Sunny, high near 44 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, low around 28. Thursday, sunny, a high of 57 degrees. Friday, sunny, high of 65. Saturday, partly sunny, a high near 63. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high around 68. And then President's Day on Monday, partly sunny, high near 69. Washington's birthday is Wednesday, the 22nd. So, jumping the gun there. Our high temperature yesterday, 57 degrees. We had a low temperature yesterday of 37. Trace of precipitation yesterday morning in that early, about 3 or 4 a.m. shower. We've had 24 hundredths of an inch of rain on the month, 2 inches and 56 hundredths on the year. Our low temperature today, we hit it just a little bit ago of 32 degrees. And now at 7:34, the current temperature in Fairfield is 35. For news 24 hours a day, anytime you want it, please look at WFIWradio.com. For WFIW News and Sports, I'm Bruce Dickey.
February may be Ram Truck Month, but Le Mans is dealing on everything else.